Chapter 20. Sports. In this chapter, I make a prediction about the Dalton deal, that's Andy Dalton for you non-football fans, reveal what team I'd buy if I can't buy the New York Jets, and explain the parallels between tennis and business. Unlike music, sports are an enormous pillar of my life. It's my real passion besides business and factors into all my ambition and determination to buy the New York Jets. It's relevant, too, because over the last decade, the sports industry has become very interesting to a lot of entrepreneurs, and the landscape around it, from communications to business, has expanded and is evolving rapidly. This chapter may not have the most teeth in it, but if you want this one man's 360-degree point of view, we gotta go here. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I enjoyed answering the questions.
Hey, it's Dunwin back with another question. What did you think of the Dalton deal?
By the way, I'm like laughing inside right now. To hear Steve Unwin Stunwin ask a sports question is really makes me happy. Thanks, Dunwin. In 2014, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton signed a six-year, $115 million contract with the Cincinnati Bengals. There was a lot to do about this, guys, for all the sport fans. Here's why. Andy Dalton's been pretty solid in the regular season in his early career, but he's completely shit the bed in the playoffs. Now, I wrote this book before the latest season ended. Here's what happened. He had a remarkable year this year. The Bengals were cruising and one of the best teams in football, and then he got hurt late in the season and didn't finish the season and didn't play in the playoffs. And as you can imagine, what happened was the Bengals tanked, and then they lost to the heated arch rivals Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. And what I think it really did was allow a lot of Bengals fans to appreciate what they have in Andy Dalton. Here's what I think. There's 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. And if you're lucky enough to have one of the best 15, forget about 5, 6, 7, you're very, very lucky. As a Jets fan who only probably had his best quarterback season this year from Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was probably the 19th best quarterback or 16th best quarterback in football after a decade of 29, 31, 32 quarterback play, I get mad when people are upset, and you've got to pay the quarterback. This was a good deal. I think Andy's going to have a very good career. And the question is, what's the alternative? Too many people only look at things on face value in business. They don't think about what the alternative is. As I've grown as a businessman, I now look at opportunities and I say the biggest mistakes I've ever made were the things that I didn't do. Right? You might have signed Dalton, but if you didn't, what were you going to do? And that's why I think it's a good deal, because there's not that many options that are better. And more importantly, there's no option that's practically better. You're not signing Tom Brady off the Patriots, guys.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is AJ, Gary's brother and co-founder in VaynerMedia. Got a few questions from the fans. I'm going to read them off right here, right now. With the NFL in London this week, what do you think about sports franchises moving to other cities or countries?
You know, it's really interesting. At the time of writing this book, this had not happened, but the St. Louis Rams NFL team has just moved from St. Louis, actually back to Los Angeles, and the San Diego Chargers look like they're going to move as well, and it brings a lot of emotion. I mean, I'm very lucky. I grew up in the New York area. Our teams don't move, but a lot of these towns, whether it's been Baltimore or Cleveland or St. Louis, they've seen their teams move, and I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't imagine the Jets moving somewhere. Now, it's a little bit different. When I was a kid growing up, if your team moved, you actually didn't even see them. Now with the world changing, the NFL ticket, things of that nature, it feels much more feasible. As a matter of fact, I've thought about what if I ever moved. One of the reasons I would never move was because of the New York Jets, not just my family. Now it feels much more feasible to move to LA or Texas or things of that nature because I can actually see every play. What I think about it is it's business. It just comes down to money, and I get it. And as a businessman, I can't begrudge it. I can't be romantic about this when I yell at everybody else for not being romantic about their thing. So I'm unemotional about it. It happens. It's real. It's all business. And I think it's interesting. What I am curious about is what city in America, like Oklahoma City, got a basketball team. What city in America is next to get a true professional team that's never had one before? To me, that's really interesting. Las Vegas pops to mind. You know, when in my life am I going to see a new city emerge with one of the big four franchises? And then global. Will a team go in the NFL to London or Mexico City as it looks like they may? The NBA is enormous in China. Could we see the Beijing Bears one day? I'm excited by that to see it evolve. It always will evolve, and it's fun to watch.
If the Jets never come up for sale in your lifetime and another NFL team does, Would you buy that team instead?
No, I would not buy another NFL team. As a matter of fact, when Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, bought a minority share in VaynerMedia with AJ and I, he offered us a small percentage of the Miami Dolphins. And it was a very difficult decision because I knew it would create the beginning of me being in the NFL family. And there was a lot of things that were running through my mind to justify why I should own a little piece. But I couldn't get there. If Woody Johnson sells the team tomorrow to a 37-year-old billionaire, and it's not in the cards for me to ever really get them, I would really start focusing on the New York Knicks. The Knicks would be my number two. And then after that, if the Dolans were to never sell in my lifetime, me and AJ have always had this weird joke that we would buy the Milwaukee Bucks. What's weird about that is they now have a very young owner, so I think that's out of the cards. Obviously, the one thing that's in the back of my mind is a Major League Soccer or eSports. I actually think I'm going to bet on the next UFC in my career and then make a lot of money because I'm going to buy something for $20 million that's then eventually worth $1 billion, then sell that, and then buy the Jets, even if the NFL is on a decline, because it's still my mission.
Do you see parallels between tennis and business?
I do. I like tennis a lot. It's one of the few things I still play. I'm not really good at it, especially when I started meeting other guys in the tech world. I've met a really great friend, Ryan Harwood, who's the CEO of PureWow.com, who played tennis in college. And I'm like, okay, that's a very, very different level than me and my friends hacking around in the backyard. The reason I see so much in tennis specifically, and every sport's got this, what I like about tennis is it's very one-on-one, right? It's you versus one other person. And you know, I'm sorry to call you out, Nate. Nate, my former assistant, at the time when Xander was born 3 years ago, he was my assistant. And we had some downtime when Xander was born in August because I was staying home a bunch. And we were working out and we were playing tennis. And there was multiple times he had me down 5-2. And I was able to come back and win both sets. And really, really, it's because I just think that I outwilled him. It was a mentality game. And much like business, it's a long game, right? Just because you're down 5-2 doesn't mean you're out. In business, we've seen business on the cusp of going out of business, making one pivot, and then saving the day. And this happens in other sports, but it's far more unlikely that you're down 87-62 in basketball, 2 minutes left, and you come all the way back. I think about it like boxing. You could lose all 11 rounds, and then boom. One shot, or overtime hockey. It's that moment where everything changes. Tennis has that. Tennis has you being dominated, and then one point can switch it. And I think that's much more similar to business. What's amazing about entrepreneurship is, and this is going to inspire a lot of you. Guys, even if you have not been winning for the last 20 years of trying to make this happen, you can come up with the idea. You can create the business. You can create the product that changes everything overnight. Now, it's far more likely that you were never good at it and it's not going to happen, but you still can. And that is exciting in business and in tennis. Another thing I would say is that Mike Tyson, who I love very much, used to say, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. It's a quote that's getting a lot of love these days as Mike's back in the lexicon. I think about tennis and business that way in the opposite direction. Nate was up 5-2 twice and thought everything was going to come out Nate. And then he got punched in the face and he couldn't rally. This happens in business. For 20 years, things have been going great for me. Things are going really well right now. But I know I can wake up tomorrow and everything can change. One false move, one market condition that I didn't see coming, and everything can go in the other direction. Momentum. It's incredible in sports, right? It's incredible. And in business, it's true too, which is why I never rest on what I've got going on, and I'm always kind of tense and ready to go, because in the business world, much like sports, it can change on a dime.